This is Impact School and I'm your host, Lauren Tickner, and this is a new segment of Impact School. So I started this with last week's episode where I talked all about health. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about another way to impact your life. So this comes out every single Wednesday now. Make sure you have hit subscribe on whatever podcast provider you are listening to Impact School on today, because this is basically all about how you can just make a difference in your own life. Show yourself some love, take some care of yourself, and improve the quality of your life. And honestly, one of the biggest things that has impacted my life in the past 18 months has been really working on improving my relationships, but not just working on them, also learning about how to improve them. So this has been huge for me because beforehand, I was always someone who had a lot of friends in school, but I never felt like I had those deep levels of connection. Like, I would get invited to all the parties, and I hate the word, but I was popular in school, right? But I never felt like I truly fitted in. So despite the fact that everyone else saw me as a quote-unquote social butterfly, yeah, people used to call me that, I never actually felt like I was the one who had all the friends. I just felt like a bit of an outsider. So I found that to be really interesting. So I've gone on this quest to discover how to build meaningful and real relationships. And honestly, the first thing is that it starts from within. And that is so cliche, but so true. You have to know who you are before you can build strong relationships, because if you don't know who you are, then you're going to constantly try to impress people, and you're going to constantly try to be the most popular person, and you're going to constantly try to please everybody and bend for them and not stick to your guns and be the person that you really truly are. And it's all just because you haven't taken the time to get to know yourself. So over the past few years, since I was 18 years old, and I'm 21 now, but so yeah, I guess in the past 3 years, I've really, really got comfortable with being alone and spending time by myself. I go for walks by myself every single day. Well, I go for a walk. I didn't mean to say the plural there, but I'm going for a walk every day with myself. I go out by myself and do things by myself. I remember when I was 16 and I used to see someone by themselves in a restaurant or something, and I'd feel sorry for them, but honestly, I kind of like to do that now sometimes, just to spend some quality time alone. And that's where it begins, because once you're comfortable around yourself, then relationships are something that enhance your life and impact your life, and these people become people that you can learn from, who you can build relationships with and have fun with. Because really, I think that's something that we neglect so incredibly often as entrepreneurs and as people who are chasing making an impact in the world. We can really forget that life is actually supposed to be fun and we're supposed to be enjoying ourselves here. Okay? So, right, building strong relationships. How do we even start to do that? Let's say we have a lot of friends right now, or just a few, but we want to build deeper relationships. So what are the first steps? Well, the first steps are honestly thinking about what you want to actually get out of the relationship. So when you're fully comfortable in yourself and you can move on from there, then relationships are honestly going to be in something that enhance your life. You don't feel like you need the relationships to actually bring something out in you, or to bring you up and lift you up in some way and some in some place where you feel like you're lacking, because you know you're not lacking. So when you go into relationship, know that it shouldn't be from a place of scarcity. It shouldn't be from a place of lack. And by the way, something that I forgot to mention at the beginning is that for every episode of the Impact Your Life or the Impact Your People podcast, I really want to start giving you a free download. So if you just head to the show notes, you'll be able to find the link to that free download. And if enough people download it, I'm gonna keep doing it. So please make sure to download today so that I can get a good idea of how many people are actually interested in this. And I really don't just mean romantic relationships here at all. In fact, I mean friendships, I mean business partnerships even. I just mean people who you're going to be mates with and who you want to hang out with sometimes on a Wednesday evening and perhaps go grab a glass of wine with, because they are somebody who you enjoy to spend time with. So as a listener of Impact School, I know you're serious about this, which is why I am encouraging you to read a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And look, I know the title sounds manipulative, but it's not at all. This is one of the age-old books that just last a lifetime, because the biggest thing that I learn in this book, and I, by the way, I first read it half when I was, I think I was 16 when I read the first half, because I used to be, I just never used to be able to complete a book. But anyway, so the biggest thing that I learned was just to listen to people, and that people love to talk about themselves. It's just what picks up people's interest. If you notice, next time you talk to someone, start asking them questions about themselves, about their life, about things they're doing, things they're proud of, things that they are achieving. And just watch them beam and watch them light up. Trust me, you will begin to realize that relationships is all about listening. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. I heard someone say that one time and I literally loved that saying, because it is so true. Like, seriously, when you can listen and when you can just understand people, then they're gonna connect with you, because they'll just realize that you actually care about what they're saying. And when people feel like you care about them, then they're going to want to become friends with you. It is just human nature, okay? So look, there are always going to be also those people who complain. And there are going to be those people who you don't have any common interest with. Are they really people that you want in your life? Not necessarily. I think so often people think that just because they've been friends with someone for a long time means that they have to continue on that friendship. But just because you have memories with them doesn't mean you need to continue together. Sunk costs, I think, are something that we struggle with a lot. So I remember first learning about sunk costs in economics when I was studying that when I was in high school. But it's essentially something that has, well, it can't be recovered, right? So let's say you go to law school for 3 or 4 years and now you discover that you don't want to be a lawyer, you actually want to be an actor. Well, you've had 3 or 4 years in university, that's a sunk cost. It can't be recovered. The expenses, like the financial investment, yes, that's gone. But by this, we kind of mean more like time that's gone. It's just, you can't get it back. And it's just based upon the decision that you made in the past. That's basically what a sunk cost is. So you could be friends with someone since you were 3 years old, you used to get on really well, family, friends, but now you feel like they are just moaning and droning and bazoning and just don't get on with them anymore. But you've had 20 years of friendship with them, so you need to continue being friends with them. No, that is not true. It's a sunk relationship, pretty much. Like, you don't need to continue it on into the future. You want to connect with people who are like-minded and like you. And look, you're listening to this podcast episode right now because you want to impact your life. And you know that relationships are going to build you up. And we actually have a private Facebook group for the listeners of this podcast. So make sure to click the link in the show notes and join that. Or just go on Facebook, type in Impact School in the search bar, click groups, and then you'll find it. And just make sure that you answer the questions when you try join so that I can accept you. And seriously, like, you're gonna be able to meet so many like-minded people in there, because they're all people who are trying to make a difference in the world. So with that said, a few more things. So I also learned this in How to Win Friends and Influence People, but it's actually having a genuine interest. So when you're asking these questions to people, don't just ask them to try and make them like you. Really care about what they have to say. Like, because when you actually engage in a conversation and you are fully present, yep, that's another thing. Write this note down if you're writing notes right now. You want to ask people questions, you want to care about what they have to say, and you want to be fully present. And seriously, it's gonna make such a difference. And I don't care if you think you're an introvert, I don't care if you think you're not a relationships person, relationships are gonna help build your life. And when you realize that asking questions, caring about what people have to say, and just truly caring about them and just their opinions and their beliefs and what keeps them up at night is gonna allow you to build these friendships and to connect with people who are on the same level as you. So I also think it's very, very important that these people also have a similar mindset to you. Not always the same mindset, because I think that if you only hang around with people who think in the same way as you, your way of getting new ideas and your open level of open-mindedness is not going to be great. So it's important to just, like, let's say you have a certain level of intellect and you like to be around people who are driven and ambitious, but you have a particular opinion on a particular subject. Let's say you believe that Facebook ads are the only way to do things and that direct mail marketing is just dead. Okay, just a random example here. You don't want to just surround yourself with Facebook ads people who also hate direct mail. You want to also surround yourself with other people who are interested perhaps in direct mail, but who are also equally as ambitious as you. I think ambition and the level of ambition is key when it comes to relationships, because then you can lift each other up and you can grow together. So how do you actually start these relationships? Well, honestly, some of my best friends I have made on social media and through going to live events and also through joining masterminds. So it's just really been so powerful for me. Last year in 2018, I joined some masterminds. I was able to connect with people there, people who I used to see on social media. They're now friends of mine because I put myself in an environment where I could be around them. So sometimes there may be a price tag on getting in front of these people, but I think that relationships are honestly key to building a long-term business. Some of the people who I've met at these masterminds, I've now done business ventures with. Some of them are also affiliates for my programs, so they make sales of my programs to people that they know, their audiences, because they believe in me and my programs. Same thing with their products. I've met them and, like, I saw what they're doing and I saw the things that they're doing. So now when I refer someone to them, I earn a kickback. And so not only can these relationships just improve your life and your level, your mindset, and just your overall happiness, but they can also improve your business. So it's really, really cool. And I just think that relationships are so powerful, and it's so easy to just want to isolate yourself and sit in your office alone, just getting work done. But I think there is a time and a place for that, of course, but there's also a time and a place to get out there and to just move past the small talk, because I don't know about you, but I hate small talk. It actually genuinely exhausts me. Like, it makes me fatigued. And I want to be around people who are going to support me and who I can support and who I can talk about things like psychology and, you know, just like marketing and things that actually are interesting to me, rather than just like superficial stuff and gossip. Oh my gosh, if someone gossips to me, that is them being cut out of my life immediately. I do not care to gossip. It just doesn't interest me. Some people, they want to build relationships based upon that. That's not one of my values. So the next thing, build relationships with people who share the same values as you. Values, morals, ethics, whatever you want to call it, is so critical, because if there are some people who are constantly gossiping, but you're someone who hates to gossip, you're not gonna get on with these people. There's no point spending time with them. And honestly, it's just going to be a short-term thing. I've had friends in the past where I would always be like, oh, it's okay, that's just one element to them. I get on with every single other element of them. They're into the same things as me. They have a similar career to me. Or maybe they're an influencer, but they gossip. It's just a part of them. That's fine. I can move past that. But all of those relationships have fizzled out and dwindled because they gossip. And they don't necessarily understand that you don't care to gossip. So you need to just make sure that the people are on the same wavelength as you. And not only that, but also be vulnerable with people, because then you can really just get to know these people on a real level. You don't have to feel like you wear a mask. You can just be real. You can be open. You can be honest. And if you're like that from the get-go, people will actually know the real you. So we have that. Then also give value to them. Like, actually share information with them. Don't feel like you have to withhold. These are all things that you can do to just build these relationships. So now to actually go about building the relationships. Like I said, you can join masterminds, you can go to events, but if you don't have access to that right now, and if it's a little bit out of budget to join a mastermind or an online course, well, make sure to join the Impact School Facebook group and engage in there, because it's all well and good being in there, but if you're not commenting, making posts, and engaging with other people, then it's kind of pointless. So You can do that. You can also DM people on Instagram. So you can say something like, look, okay, don't just be like, hey, because that's pointless. Add value to them in some way. Being like, let's say you want to send me a DM. Hey, Lauren, I've been listening to your podcast, Impact School. I particularly liked your episode about how to build meaningful relationships to impact your life. And since listening, this is what I've implemented, this, and this, and here's how it's helped me. I would love to connect sometime. If you're ever in X, Y, and Z, then hit me up and we can go grab a coffee or something like that, okay? So literally just add value somehow. Show them that you've looked into their content, because when, like I said at the beginning, like they say, like Dale Carnegie said in Thinking, I'm thinking about another book now, Think and Grow Rich. That's another great book. But I mean, in How to Win Friends and Influence People, he talks all about how people want to be talked about, they want to talk about their shizzle, their stuff that's going on. So if you talk about the fact that you've looked into someone's content, they will feel valued. People want to feel valued. So that's another thing with relationships. So look, I'm no relationship expert here, but these are the things that I have found has been able to allow me to build a huge network of extremely influential people and people who, you know, they give me their number because they want me to message them and keep them up to date with my life. People who genuinely care about me. People who want to be friends with me because they can see what I'm doing and they can see that I care about them. So that's what you can do. DM people on Insta. Use that little thing that I just gave you there. And when you're doing the DM outreach, don't just randomly DM them and if they don't reply, cry about it. Don't do that. Instead, comment on their latest post saying, hey Lauren, I just sent you a direct message. I know you're really busy, but I'd really appreciate it if you could reply at some stage. And here's the thing. If you're trying to make friends just with these big influencers at the beginning stages, you're probably going to fail. But something massive, and I want to do a whole entire podcast episode about how to actually make friends with influencers. But if you see them on a pedestal and above you, then they're gonna look down on you. It's just, you're basically building the relationship dynamic before there ever even is a relationship. So rather than saying, hey, I'm such a big fan of yours, just be like, hey, I really appreciate your work. Okay, there's a way different dynamic there. So when you're reaching out to people on Instagram, find people who are in a similar field to you, who you want to be friends with. This isn't an episode where I'm talking about how to get clients. I'm reaching out to clients. My next episode on this podcast on Impact School is going to be about how to create relationships with clients on social media. And basically, this is not about clients. So here I'm talking about reaching out to people who do a similar thing to you, who share the same vibe as you. It's different when it comes to clients because you're going to be reaching out to different people and saying different things when it comes to them. But for people who are on the same page as you, who are in the same industry perhaps as you, or a different industry, but you can just tell they have the same morals and ethics, then reach out to them in this way. And you can also add some sort of value. Let's say one of their posts was about, I don't know, they were talking about how they were struggling with sleep. You could give them a little tip about how to get some better sleep, if that's what you know about. Obviously, if you don't know about it, then don't say that because you don't want to be someone that you're not. So with that said, that is today's episode of Impact School. Please share this with somebody who you want to build a relationship with. You could even say, hey, by the way, you're gonna see at the end of this episode why I'm sharing this with you, but I'm sharing it with you because I want to build a meaningful relationship with you. I don't just want some surface level relationship. And that could be really cool. That could be a great way to meet like-minded people. You can also do it inside the private Facebook group. But seriously, like, I spend so long making these podcast episodes for you. This one right now is already like 18 minutes long. That is 18 minutes of my day. If you could take 1 minute of your day and literally just share this podcast episode with a friend, or just one of the podcast episodes that you think is going to be good for them, I would be so grateful for it. And the people that do that, if you just want to take a screenshot of it and send it to me via Instagram direct message, I am at Lauren Tickner on DMs, then I can see that you've done it, and then I want to start building a relationship with you because I really genuinely appreciate you sharing it more than you could possibly imagine, because I want to get this podcast absolutely bloody massive so that we can impact more people. I'm all about making an impact, right? I know you are too. So if you can impact the life of somebody else just by sharing this podcast episode with them, then that's amazing. And they're going to be so grateful for you and the fact that you have helped them. Look, Sharing resources with other people is another way to improve relationships and build deep relationships, because if you can share, let's say, this podcast episode with somebody else, then when that other person who you've shared the episode with then goes and creates amazing relationships based upon what they've learned today, they're gonna think of you and they're gonna thank you. So then they will wanna come back around and help you in the future. It's just a case of reciprocity. So thank you so much in advance, because I know that you're someone, as you have your earbuds in today, or as you're listening to this in your car, or you're through your Alexa speakers. Oh, she's probably gonna turn off now, isn't she? I appreciate you, and you're someone who is an action taker, so thank you. And if you haven't already downloaded the freebie that came with this podcast episode, make sure to do so now. The link is in the show notes. As time goes on, I'm going to be able to just tell you to go to impactspodcast.com/24 or whatever the hell this episode is called, and it will all be there. We're working on that right now behind the scenes, but for now, I don't even know what this podcast episode is going to be, what number and all that, because this is the beginning of something new, and I'm very much like a fire, ready, aim kind of person rather than a ready, aim, fire. Because like, why wait until you're ready? You're just losing time. You're just missing out. And I just want to take action, and then I can course correct as time goes on. So there's that. Hit the link in the show notes. Grab it now. And if it's well received enough, we will continue with this. I've got a team working with me now, so it's exciting times for Impact School.